KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday the 13th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Sunny and hot today and through the weekend with highs in the upper 90s. And we'll have a slight chance for some showers and storms each of the next 3 days. What's the latest on the U.S. Highway 81 bypass project? We'll tell you in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Construction on the proposed Highway 81 bypass of Chickasha still a few years down the road. State Department of Transportation officials say appraisers are starting to meet with property owners along the route, which will run west of the city. Jay Earp, division engineer with the ODOT office of Duncan, among those overseeing the project. He talks about some other work that's underway.
We are meeting with the existing utility owners right now to show them where the new highway is going and the depths of the ditch cuts and where they would need to relocate their utility lines.
Earp said the projected cost of the bypass is now is about $200 million. Construction not expected to start for at least 2 years. You can actually see the projected route on the ODOT website, ODOT.gov. Earp talks about the bypass and other area work being done by DOT crews on our Real Estate Today program with John Mosley. That'll be tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on Cool 105.5. Also an update this morning regarding a new grocery store that's supposed to be coming to Chickasha. Last December, it was announced that Aldi's was going to renovate the old Staples store, but there's not been any activity. City of Chickasha officials telling us this week that developers have just recently selected a general contractor for the project. Officials may be picking up those plans from the city's Community Development Department within a few days, and there's a chance that the work could start by the end of the month. Developers purchased the old Staples store last fall, and city officials issued a $2 million permit to renovate the building. No word on how long those renovations will take or when the store might open. More Cool News coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Chickasha school officials have released the district's 2018-19 calendar. The first day of classes, Thursday, August 16th, just about 5 weeks away. Teachers and many school personnel will have 3 days of in-service training before that, though, starting Monday, August 13th, just 31 days from today. Fall break, October 18th and 19th. And the district will be closed an entire week for Thanksgiving in November. There'll be a 2-week Christmas break and then a week for spring break next March. Graduation for seniors will be May 17th of 2019. The last day of school for the rest of the students, May 24th. By the way, enrollment for students will be attending Bill Wallace School just a couple of weeks away. Students who will be in pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, or first grade can enroll either Wednesday, July 25th or Thursday, July 26th. A flyer announcing the enrollment says if children were students at the school last year, no information is needed unless you've changed your address. Parents of any new students will need their children's birth certificates, immunization records, social security numbers, and proof of residence. An open house and orientation at Bill Wallace will be on August the 9th. Time now to spotlight the work of a local firefighter. Our Dennis Lynham has our weekly feature.
In getting to know your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 25-year Chickasha veteran, driver, EMT, Alan Moore.
My father was a firefighter out of Bethany. That's just what I've always wanted to do since I was a little kid. I saw the example that my father set. I am very honored that the citizens of Chickasha have entrusted in me to be able to help them out and to be there when they need me. One of my favorite times is in the morning at shift change, we all sit around and drink coffee before the ongoing crew goes off and we come on. We talk about their shift, and it's just a real close brotherhood. CPR is very important to me. I think everybody, regardless of who they are, I highly encourage anybody to get that training.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department driver Alan Moore today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks, Dennis. And you can see a photograph of Alan on our website and our Facebook page. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange fairly steady yesterday, $70.33 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $74.45. Natural gas, $2.80 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,241. Silver, $15.83. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, and through the weekend we'll have afternoon highs in the upper 90s. Also, we'll have some isolated showers and storms through the weekend. And right now, it's fair and 74 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports next.
Salt Creek Casino is giving away over $30,000 in cash bonus play-in prizes during the 30K Touchdown Tailgate Party promotion. Earn entries using your Salt Creek Casino Players Card now through July 27th to increase your chances of winning. A total of $5,200 in cash and bonus play will be given away each Friday in July. The grand prize giveaway will be held on July 27th for a 2018 Junior Towable Tailgate. It's the 30K Touchdown Tailgate Party, only at Salt Creek Casino, Highway 81, just north of Chickasha.
In sports, Chickasha high school and middle school softball players, parents, and fans have an opportunity to get acquainted with the new coaching staff for the Lady Chicks tonight. A meet and greet to be held at the high school softball complex to meet head coach Courtney St. Clair and assistants Rusty Wood and Kyle Morales. The meet and greet from about 6 to 8 tonight. The first formal practice for the team will be Monday morning. Just one regional team remaining in the OK Kids Pee Wee State Baseball Tournament at Weatherford as Chickasha and Blanchard met in an elimination game last night, and Blanchard won it 6-1. So the season comes to an end for the Chickasha Cardinals, but Blanchard moving on in the winner's bracket semifinal at Weatherford. Stillwater advanced to the championship game, beating Sulphur 3-0. So Blanchard will play Antlers in a loser's bracket quarterfinal this evening. That winner will immediately play Sulphur, with that winner going on to play Stillwater for the title tomorrow. At the OK Kids Midget State Tournament at Salisaw, the Tuttle Tigers losing a tough 2-1 decision to Stigler. So Stigler going on to the championship game tomorrow. Tuttle going to the loser's bracket, but still need to just win one game to get to the championship. They'll play at 8 o'clock tonight. Dale and Poto play an elimination game at 6, and that winner goes on to play Tuttle this evening. Soccer fans worldwide waiting on the World Cup championship game between France and Croatia Sunday, but dozens of youth will be in Chickasha honing their soccer skills this weekend. For the 16th year, USAO soccer coach Jimmy Hampton and his assistants will lead players through a residential soccer camp. 3 days, two structured training programs each day, ending with a 6-on-6 tournament. The final day of the tournament for the real serious players, the college prep meeting. In addition to the drills, players 15 and older can experience what it's like, of what it's expected of a college athlete. There will be a college night, and several other college coaches will be coming in to talk about what it takes to be a collegiate player and student athlete. Players will arrive tomorrow morning, with the camp ending Monday night. Oklahoma City Dodgers dropping an 8-4 decision at Round Rock last night, their first game back after the AAA All-Star break. The Dodgers are playing in the Lone Star State through Sunday. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.